The Adventures of Kenny and Barr! Hi, if you're new to our podcast, this is how it works.
Me and my sister, we give ideas to our mom, and then our mom makes a story with it. Now, on to the show.
Not listening and hairspray. Kitty's not listening, and she goes out with her allowance, and she does her hair, and she dyes it pink for the rest of her life.
And so hairspray or hair dye?
Hair dye, and she uses hairspray.
And how old are they?
13.
And she also didn't listen.
What did she not listen about?
Because her mom said that not until she's living on her own, that she could do hair dye and hairspray.
And what color did you said? Pink?
Pink, yeah. Right, pink.
But her dad, it was like over $100, and he paid it. Because the mom said she couldn't do until she was on her own, but the dad was nice, and he used his money, and he got it.
Got what, the hair dye?
He got her to famous, like, hair salon.
Okay. Is Barr in the story?
Yes.
What is he doing?
He works at the Y. He's one of the people who helps check people in.
So, Candy and Barr are 13 years old. At this point in time, Barr has a job at the YMCA. It's like a junior training job position where he gets paid in a free pass at the Y to help people check in at the Y. So he works there every Saturday morning and helps check people in. And so Candy went swimming one Saturday morning, and her dad decided he was going to work out. So the three of them went to the Y. And then at 12 noon, Barr was done with his shift, and Candy was done with her swimming, and the dad was done with his exercise. So afterwards, the dad said, let's go do something fun. Maybe we should go out for lunch. And the kid said, yeah, let's go out for lunch. So they went to the mall, and they had lunch at the mall. And as they were walking through the mall back to the car, Candy saw this fancy hair salon. And she knew that her mom had clearly stated to her that she was not allowed to dye her hair until she was old enough to be living on her own. However, she was not with her mother this day. She was with her father. And she knew that her father was a little bit more lenient. Lenient means that he's a little bit more willing to kind of bend the rules and like do things a little bit differently than the mom is. The mom, in some regards, is a little bit more strict. And Candy's mom had definitely said to her, no dyeing your hair. But Candy wasn't sure if the dad had heard that. And so she said, Dad, could I please, 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 please get my hair dyed? And the dad was like, your hair dyed? That's permanent. She goes, I know. Well, your hair grows out, so it's not really permanent because, you know, your hair is always growing. So the part that is growing out won't be the color that I get it dyed. And he's like, yeah, I know how hair dye works, and I know how hair growth works. And she said, please, 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 please. I have my own money with me. I'll pay for it. I'll at least pay for some of it. I don't know how much it costs. And the dad was just kind of in a splurgy mood, which means he was ready to just like treat his kids and treat himself to something. And he's like, well, I don't know. It could be kind of fun. What color do you want to dye your hair? And she goes, pink. And he goes, really? And she said, yes. And he was just like, what the heck? Why not? And Barr was like, really, Dad? And Candy's like, really? He's like, yeah, sure, why not? I'll treat. I just got a raise at work. I'm feeling pretty good. We should all treat ourselves once in a while, right? And Blessa did not check in with his wife, Juliet, to see her opinion on this matter. He's just like, oh, whatever, it'll be fine. Hair grows out. And Barr was like, this is going to be interesting. And Candy was like, oh my God, quick, get in the salon before Dad changes his mind. So she ran inside and she says, oh my gosh, can I be next? Can I be next? Do you take walk-in appointments? And they said, sure, sure, sure. So she wrote her name down on the chart, and there wasn't anyone in front of her. And so the lady, what was the lady's name?
Maribel.
She said, hi, I'm Maribel. What can I do for you today? And Candy said, I want to dye my hair bright pink. And Maribel said, awesome, let's do it. Do you want a cut as well? Did she want a haircut?
Yeah.
She wanted to get her haircut about to, like, her chin.
And how long was it before?
It was down to here, like her chest.
Okay, so at this point in time, Candy's hair was all the way down to like the middle of her back. And she was like, oh my gosh, I want to cut it right to my chin. And I want bangs and I want it hot pink. And Maribel's like, let's do it, girl. That sounds amazing. And the dad started reading a magazine and Barr started doing an activity book that they happen to have at the hairdresser place. And so both of them were just like lost in their own world and stopped paying attention to what Candy was doing. And they're just like, well, we'll see when it's done. And Candy was on cloud nine, which means she was so happy and so excited. She could not believe her luck. She was a little bit, though, feeling a little guilty because she also had her mom's voice in the back of her head. And her mom was saying, not until you're out of the house can you dye your hair. And Candy was like, well, I'm technically out of the house right now. I'm not really living on my own, but I am out of the house because we're at the mall. And she's like trying to justify it. She's like, and I could live on my own if I want to. I mean, I could like make cereal and grilled cheese sandwiches and I know how to boil eggs. And like, I'm 13 and I'm pretty mature, so I think it's fine. So she's like just telling herself all this stuff. So anyways, Maribel washes her hair and cuts her hair and takes a lot of hair length off, and it is pretty cute. And then she has to take some of Candy's hair color out, so she bleaches it to get it nice and like light so that that hot pink is going to stay. So she has to bleach the hair. This is a long process. And Bar and the dad are like getting a little antsy. They're like, Candy, are you almost done? We've been here for over an hour. And she's like, it's a long process. And Maribel's like, don't worry. Why don't you guys walk around the mall and come back in a little while? So Blessa and Bar walk around the mall for a little while.
So the dad gave her his credit card and she bought like 50 hair things.
What did she buy?
Scrunchies, like fancy hair bands, like some sunglasses, and she bought like lots of jingly jangly bracelets, and she bought like a new water bottle and a journal.
Oh my god. Okay. So Candy finally gets her hair dyed with this bright pink dye, and oh my gosh, is it bright. It looks fantastic in her mind. She thinks it's the coolest thing she's ever done, and she's like, oh my god, I can't believe it. And she said to Maribel, this is permanent, right? And Maribel said, oh yes, this is permanent, dear. This is not coming out anytime soon. And Candy's like, yes, 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 this is amazing. And before he had left, Blessa had given Candy his credit card and said, all right, well, if we don't see you back here when you're done, just pay with the credit card and then we'll meet you over by the food court. And she said, okay, Dad, thank you. So she got her haircut, and it was pretty expensive because a haircut and a hair dye and the bleaching and all of this stuff is like a lot of money. And Maribel's like, anything else, sweetheart? And Candy looks over and there's this corner that has all of these amazing things. And she's like, oh my gosh, well, let me just look at what you have here. And there were scrunchies and there were hair barrettes and there was styling products and there was hairspray and they had earrings for sale and they even had cute little journals for sale. And she's like, well, I do have this new hairstyle, so I probably need some hairspray to make sure it stays really nice. And I probably need some scrunchies and I probably need some hair barrettes and I probably need this new cool pair of sunglasses and I probably need this journal to write about my experiences. So Candy is just like loading up the counter with all this stuff. She's kind of lost her mind at this point. And she's like, okay, all of this.
It was $399.
And Maribel was like, okay, so the cut and the styling and all of these things that you're buying. And, oh, I forgot my tax and my tip. And, oh, there's also the mousse that I put in your hair. I have to do that. Oh, and I forgot to add in the cost for the wash and the dry. Oh, and this extra, like, finish that I use to make sure the dye is more permanent. All of that is $399. And Candy's like, okay. And she hands over the card. And she has a lump in her stomach now and a lump in her throat. And she's like, oh God, what did I do? So she is like at once really pleased and excited about her haircut and really pleased about these three bags that she just purchased all of these things in. And she is walking to meet her dad and her brother. And she's also like, oh my God, I probably shouldn't have done all of this. Oh my God, I do not have this much money saved. Oh my God, what am I going to do? Oh my God, is my mom going to ground me? Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. So she gets to where her dad and her brother are. And they look up and they're like, oh my gosh, they didn't even recognize Candy at first. They thought she was a completely different person. And they said, Candy, oh my gosh, wow. And Barr is like, oh my God, what is mom going to say? And Bless was like, what? You think your mom's going to be upset about this? And Barr's like, yeah, you're married to her. You don't think she's going to be upset. And he's like, I don't know. I didn't even really think about it. And Candy's like, oh dear. And Bless said, so do you like it? And she said, I love it. And Barr said, it is really cool. And the dad said, I like it. I think it's very cool too. And he said, but what are all those bags, Candy? And she said, well, you see, you gave me your credit card, so I bought some other things. So what does Blessa do?
And so he actually throws Candy out the window. He's so like,
no, she.
Who does?
The mom, not the dad.
Yeah. And he's just like, oh, how much did it cost? And she just told him, and he was just like, oh, that's not a lot, because he was just like in a happy mood.
So the dad was like, Candy, what is all this stuff that you bought? And she's like, well, you know, I needed the hair scrunchies and the hairspray and the wax and the cut, and the, everything was really expensive, and it was $399. He said, what? And she said, $399. And he said, what, Candy? Speak up. And she said, it was $399, okay? And Blessa was in a very good mood. Because like I said, he got this raise at his job, which means they gave him a lot more money than he was used to getting. And he was like, I want to make my kids happy. Why not? Sure. $399? Sure. Sure, it's a lot of money, but we don't do this very often. Sure. You can have all that stuff. And then Barr's like, hey, what about me? Do I get $399? And his dad's like, sure, why not? We'll take you on a shopping spree next weekend. And Candy and Barr are like, what has got into my dad? He's acting very crazy. But anyways, so Candy's feeling really good again. And they go home. And Juliet opens the door and cannot believe what has happened to her daughter. And she does, in her mind, think that her daughter looks pretty cool. She's like, wow, that is a really awesome haircut. On the one hand, she's like, wow, I wish when I was 13, I could have cut and colored my hair like that, because she looks super cute and super cool. And maybe I should dye my hair pink. That's like what one side of her brain is saying. And the other side of her brain is like, oh my God, what did you do to your hair? I told you you couldn't do this. Not until you were old enough to live out on your own. And plus, how could you let her do this? What is happening right now? Why would you do this? And the mom is just like off the hook. And the dad is like, hey, I paid for this with my money from my raise. Don't worry, it won't come out of our joint account. And Julia says, it's not about the money. I mean, part of it's about the money, but mostly it's about Candy defying me and doing what I said she couldn't do. So Candy and Barr and Blessa and Juliet experienced a few hours of craziness in their house, where Blessa and Juliet were at odds with each other, and Juliet and Candy were definitely at odds with each other, and Candy ended up getting, what did she get, a punishment? What happened?
So it was a winter, and the mom threw her out the window, and she got grounded outside.
This sounds like cruel punishment.
And then she had to stay there for a whole day, and she was barefoot. No, she had to stay up there for a week. Mm-hmm. And her mom gave her food.
So the mom was so angry. She's like, Candy, I told you that you couldn't dye your hair unless you were living on your own. So I guess you're living on your own right now. And Candy's like, what? Say what now, Mom? She said, yeah, I guess you're living on your own. So the mom picked her up, and Candy is huge now because she's 13 years old, and the mom could hardly pick her up. And she's like, I'm going to throw you out the window. And Candy's like, yeah, ha ha. And the mom's like, no, for real. And the mom picked her up, and well, she didn't throw out the window. She threw her out the back door because she couldn't really open the window, and it was too clumsy. She's like, I'm going to just throw you out the door. And Candy's like, what? And she's like, yeah. And she picked her up, and she actually kind of gave her as much of a toss as she could toss a 13-year-old girl. And Candy landed on the grass, and she's like, hey, what are you doing? And the mom's like, if you want to live on your own, then you can live on your own. You can't come inside our house for a week. And Candy's like, what? And Bless is like, this is kind of harsh, Juliet. And Juliet's like, no. She wants to live on her own. She can live on her own. And I'll provide you some food, because I know you can't cook very well, but you're on your own. And she quickly packed a bag of some warm things for Candy, and she tossed it out the door with her. And Candy's like, I'm not even wearing shoes. And so the mom threw the shoes out the door, and she's just like, well, see how you like it being a grown person. And Candy actually lives the next week outside. Luckily, it wasn't too cold, and her dad set up a tent for her. But she literally lived outside of the house for a whole week. It was really crazy.
And then Barb, he got out of the bed in the middle of the night, and he went down and he snuck the rest of the pink hair dye, and he put it on his hair because he thought it looked so good on. But then in the morning, it made his hair so long.
Long?
Yeah, it made it long to
the grandma.
So in the middle of the night, Bart snuck downstairs and he saw that one of the things that Candy had bought was this amazing hair dye that matched the one that she had so that she could do some touch-ups. But this was crazy hair growing hair dye. So when he put it on, it not only dyed his hair pink, but it also made it grow super fast. And then he had really long pink hair. It was the craziest thing. And then the mom said, "You're going to live with your sister." And she threw him out the door as well. And he lived outside in the tent for another week with his sister. The end. What do we call it?